Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening. I'm Michelle Lazurek. Today's topic is Pray Always. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Pray Always. Written and read by Michelle S. Lazurek. Daniel always prayed to God three times every day. Three times every day he bowed down on his knees to pray and praise God. Even though Daniel heard about the new law, he still went to his house to pray. He went up to the upper room of his house and opened the doors that faced toward Jerusalem. Then Daniel bowed down on his knees and prayed, just as he always had done. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. In 2020, I struggled with a major health crisis. Having struggled with anxiety since a kid, I always found coping strategies that kept my anxiety at bay. That was until work tensions and other problems culminated into waves of panic I could not control. I sought the help of professionals, received medication, and spoke with a counselor. I did everything society told me to do when dealing with mental illness. One day, as I lay awake in bed, my heart pounding in my chest, I prayed. I didn't know what the future held. Unsure if I would ever serve my local church again, or even function normally, I cried out to God. I didn't know where God was, and he often felt distant from me during that time. But I didn't allow this new diagnosis to hinder me from my relationship with him. Although I felt powerless in those days, the most proactive thing I could do in those moments was to surrender control, pray, and ask God to intercede on my behalf. And he did. With the help of professionals, a supportive church family, and the prayer of loved ones, I was healed from my bout with anxiety. It didn't happen overnight. In fact, it took a couple of years to get fully healed. But I never stopped praying and hoping that God would intervene. Although God does not answer my prayers for every situation in my life, I'm happy to say he interceded in this one. I'm happy to report I function normally every day. During that season, I didn't pray simply because, like a genie in the bottle, I wanted to manipulate him to give me what I wanted. Rather, I prayed because I wanted to maintain intimacy with a Savior who could meet my deep emotional needs. Daniel was no stranger to prayer. In chapter 5, Daniel heard about a new law that had just been signed. It was a law carried down from the king that said anyone who prayed to any god besides the king would be thrown into a fiery furnace. What does Daniel do? He goes up to his room and prays, just as he had before. Praying to God took a great risk, but Daniel counted the cost. Daniel had diligently prayed to God every day, three times a day. He dedicated his life to being obedient to what God wanted. He knew his God was the only God deserving of honor, worship, and prayer. Daniel prayed when times were good. Daniel prayed when times were bad. Daniel didn't pray for fame or fortune, or even protection from God. Rather, he prayed because it was the right thing to do. He prayed because of the intimacy he desired with God. He didn't know what the future held. He just knew to pray to the one who held his future in his hands. It's easy to pray to God when things are going well. When our life is crumbling around us, it's easy to turn our backs on God. When we are confused or uncertain as to what God is doing, it is easy to ignore or even reject God because we believe God is not being good to us. Yet God desires intimacy with us in good and in bad. No matter what circumstances you may be facing, learn from Daniel's example. Even when you are facing major persecution or a health crisis like me, keep your daily habit of prayer. Pray to the one true God who deserves all honor, prayer, and worship. Intersecting faith and life. How is your prayer life? What do you do when life's tough circumstances occur? Do you reject or ignore God because you believe the lie that God is not being good to you? Further reading, 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, hello, Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.